we go.
Penn's Weekend Hit List.
All right, Oakland. Friday night, head to the Oakland Museum of California from 5 to 10 p.m. to enjoy the night market and night of fun with DJs and food trucks. This is a vibrant community event where the garden and terraces are open, and it's free for people 18 and under. If you're over 18, you got to pay.
Why we got to pay if we're over 18?
Because you got money.
What? That's why we shouldn't have to pay, because if we're over 18, we're going to be spending our money on things. But if you're under 18, you're not. Anyway.
You ain't got no money. Well,
I always got to pay.
And pay for me, too. Saturday night, join the 99.7 Now family as we're celebrating my 30th birthday at Temple Nightclub in San Francisco. Can't wait to see all of you there.
You know, I'm literally going home after I go to the gym today and, like, putting myself on ice. Like, I am resting just to get ready. For that, I have to be prepared.
You don't even know how many girls have been DMing me. Like, girl, I did face masks the whole week.
I'll be doing that tonight.
We're getting in line. We're getting those swag bags. People hitting me up saying they got Daiso little stools. They're going to be posted up in line with all their friends.
Well, you know I don't wait in line.
No.
So I'll be walking past those people.
But you'll get pampered with a glow bar, eyeshadow bar, lip lounge, hair station, food, dessert, and more. Our boss, Jazzy, is hitting the ones and twos.
Yes, he's going to be spinning.
Yes.
Dex, hopefully he'll be getting some bottle service for us.
Hey, you already know.
I can't wait. Wait, let's go back to desserts. What kind of desserts?
We have chocolate covered strawberry. We have a whole dessert table.
I'll be there.
Sal's Bakery, La Reina Bakery, also they're making empanadas.
I'll be there.
Yup, and conchitas too. Chocolate conchitas.
Great.
Yes.
Love the food bar. Love the dessert bar.
Mm-hmm. Also, we're having a performance by Chris Cab.
So then I can eat all that food and then dance it off.
There you go.
Hey.
And that's going to be tomorrow night. I'm so nervous. It's from 6:30.
Nervous. Why are you nervous?
Because it's a lot.
It's a party.
I know.
Yeah, what's there to be nervous about?
There's a lot going to be going on. A lot. And it's at Temple Nightclub again. That's in the city. We'll see you there. Steph Curry is sharing my birthday with me with his own birthday party called the Splash Party on Sunday. Head to 472 9th Street in Oakland from 12 to 7 p.m. to enjoy free arcade games, prizes, and more. Also, join Big Reed. Look, we're promoing him, too.
All right, where he gonna be?
He better answer our phone calls. He and the 99.7 Now promo crew is gonna be at the 15 Expo by Princess Magazine at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds from 2 to 4 p.m. Go say hi, register to win free gifts, and find everything you need for your wedding or quinceañera. So go there, and all the info is up at 997now.com.
All right.
Every time that song comes on, I think of you, Greg's Live with Zombies.
Yeah, right? I always think it says Live with Zombies.
Good morning.
This is Fernando and Greg.
Speaking of zombies, if you missed the ginger call earlier, you probably missed the most epic ginger revelation of all time, because I asked her about her neighbor who always borrows stuff from her, and this is what she had to say.
Oh, he cut his finger off the other day.
What?
Yes, he picked it up and went to the hospital. They sewed it back on.
No!
You're lying. I'm dying right now.
He cut the tip of it off.
Doing Stop. What?
He was doing something in the house, and he had a knife, and he sliced it right off.
Oh.
And he said he had went back, and he said they were sticking him with the needles to deaden it, and he said it hurt like the dickens.
I would imagine.
Oh, no.
So he's like John Wayne Bobbitt. He had to get it sewn back on, but it was just a finger instead of his other thing.
I think that's what it was, Greg.
Oh, my God. So have you seen the finger?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Was there still stitches in it?
I saw it Tuesday, I guess. He was out there working, and I invited him to come over here and eat some taco soup. Have you ever heard of taco soup?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Did they have to take the little tip of the finger in, like, a bag with them?
I don't know what he took it in. He just...
You're supposed to put it on ice.
Well, some of them say stick it back on the spot.
I would not be able to hold it there.
Now, anyway, he went to the hospital, but he said when they were sticking those needles in there deadening that, he said it hurt like the devil.
You can't tell me. If Dad cut his finger off, you'd be able to scoop up the finger and drive him to the hospital without fainting.
Well, you wouldn't, Greg.
You're right. I wouldn't. Dude. Oh, no, 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 no. I wasn't made for things like this. I can't help you if
they're
this happens.
They're sticking needles into your, like, wound?
Yeah, and then somebody just texted in and said, because I said, I heard you're supposed to put it on ice. Somebody said that their shop teacher did it, and he said if you ever do that, you're supposed to put it in milk.
Why?
Because the protein in the milk, I guess, keeps it alive. Yeah, you got to keep it alive.
No.
It's alive.
It's gone. Ooh. Once you cut it off.
No, they can reattach it as long as you keep it alive or whatever. I don't know. I gotta go.
Is it gonna be like cold milk or soy milk or almond milk?
Ask the texting hotline person that text that in.
Fernando and Greg, let's wake these people up now.
Greg, where did you go?
I went to talk to Jazzy and Chad. They were in the office, and I was trying to be one of the boys. Can I be one of the boys?
No, you're one of the girls.
I know. That's why I was trying to be one of the dudes. No. I was in there talking about dude things.
No, you got to stay with the girls. Stay in your lane, boo. Stay in your lane.
I came back with my number one girl.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking about... How long is Shan's birthday?
I'm starting to feel it, too. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe we shouldn't have gone out last week because we are drained.
We are. Well, we got to do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
But Matt came through, your man, with these beautiful flowers.
And you were like, you know how expensive those are? I'm like.
This is not just like it popped up in a box. I mean, it's a gorgeous, expensive vase. That's a vase. There are vases, but this is a vase. Uh-huh. It's so fancy. And then this is like 4 feet high. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's so beautiful. Thank you, Matt. We posted it up on Fernando and Greg Instagram so you guys can see it.
You will check it out.
And we'll all be at Temple tomorrow for my birthday. Jazzy's DJing. So many people are like, oh my God, we're coming out to see Jazzy. We get to see Jazzy Jim.
I haven't been to a Jazzy Jim spinning event. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I think he was spending the night that we brought the Situation from Jersey Shore in,
and
we had that party.
I got in trouble.
And then I stopped going to late night events.
Oh my God, I hope we don't get in trouble.
No, this is good. It's Shan's birthday. We got to have a great time. Hey, you will get in trouble if you're not listening to 99.7 Now later today with St. John, because the Disneyland blowout, it continues all day. St. John is hooking you up with more 4 packs of tickets for Disneyland Resort. Plus, you are registered when you win for the Disneyland vacation. So you don't want to miss that.
Yes. And
makes everybody happy.
Listen to me. It's Friday. That means we got to catch up with my mom. We'll see all the crazy stuff she's been up to. She's going to be there tomorrow as well. So make sure to come out and support Temple Nightclub.
And the other reason I was in with Jazzy is I was getting approval to say this. Disneyland fun does not need to stop today. When Fernando and Greg return on Monday morning, we've got more Disneyland.
Yes! See you then.